Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
And once again, a woman found out how to sneak past Danny. And Danny, you're not the only one. They seem to sneak past me all the time, buddy.
They don't sneak by, Rick. They just absolutely intentionally just scoot right by.
Now, I tell you, I don't understand it. The sneaky old.
They know how to dodge.
You two do that to me, then I learned how to take a shower.
Danny, what's going on, buddy?
We gonna give Danny some. What are we gonna give Danny here?
Well, let's see if he can answer this real quick.
No.
We're not gonna do that because he got bumped.
We're gonna give him a win cheater.
I can answer it too.
All right. What you got?
What you got?
$40.
Very good.
$40.
That is the coupon on the Japanese Auto Specialist located on St. John's Bluff Road.
Let me tell you what.
Good service.
Great service. I've had two or three people that have gone there, seen the ad in the Fishing Connection. And I'm hoping he's giving you feedback because he's...
That's where we take our vehicles. My daughter and I both take our vehicles there, and we own Nissans.
Yeah, but I'm talking about I hope he's giving you feedback. Other people have gone there also.
Yes,
and evidently, they've come back very pleased, very pleased with him.
Yep, it's a good shop over there.
Yep. Anyway, very good.
They're right there on Atlantic, aren't they?
No, it's right there on St. John's Bluff, probably about a mile, three-quarters of a mile before Atlantic, yeah. It sits in a little strip mall there.
It sits on your left-hand side if you're heading north.
Heading north on St. John's Bluff. Yeah. Right there by where the entrance is to get on 9A.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm getting great reviews from our different customers on that.
That's David over there. David's a good man. All right, what did we win?
Well, Danny, you got you a wind cheater, a full-size wind cheater. A couple packs of Gulp and a box of J Braid.
Ooh.
J Braid.
Yes, sir. So would you like 10, 20, 30, or 40 pound J Braid?
20.
20 pound it is.
All right. Put Danny's name on all that for me and or for Joe, because Joe will be there tomorrow morning.
All right, Danny, you know where Rick's Bait and Tackle is located, correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Swing by there anytime after Saturday morning. The prize will be there.
That's 30 pounds.
I appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Thanks a bunch.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for listening.
I had something definite. I know what. I want to talk about a new kayak. They're new. We've sold about 8 of them. I put the pictures up of all the guys that have already bought them. And that's the Liberty Kayak. I tell you what, it has getting great reviews. We got it on sale this week at Rick's Bait and Tackle. It's selling for $8.99. It's just, and it's ready to fish. Comes with your fish holder. It comes with a place to mount a GoPro. It's just a great, great kayak. We also have the new Liberty Pedal kayak. Their first pedal kayak they come out with. It's a 10-footer, and they're setting the weight limit at right around 250 to 260. So it's basically really a 10-foot kayak. The guy they got pedaling around on the video that they have on Facebook, I think he's around 280, but I feel like 250 is a good weight for that kayak. So, if you have a young person that's wanting to get into kayak, or like a pedal kayak, or a petite person, or, somebody that's around 200 pounds, this is a great pedal kayak. Got it for a great price, about half price of anything else around
on
that. So
you got a good price on it, that's for
sure. A good price. So Liberty hasn't had a chance yet to build its name, but it's got great customer service. Everybody that's bought one, again, I posted all their pictures on Facebook, and everybody seems to be very happy. We're getting great reviews on it as far as tracking. And also, we sell the Kaku. I can't keep Kakus in. I bring 10 in and 10 or 11 go out, really. We got a deposit on one today, too. So,
and then he just waits till the next order.
So they wait next order. And I want to also thank Kaku and Kevin. They were sponsors. They helped me. Kevin covered half the cost of the kayak that's going to be in the Kingfish Tournament.
Nice.
Redfish Division, Kayak Division. So Craig Van
Brocklin.
That's
coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so Craig Van Brocklin can win another kayak and sell it.
He needs that.
Are you going to give him a run for his money, or are you going to fish the boat?
I'm probably going to fish the boat.
Okay.
That was the plan, but, you know, hey, things change.
All right, in studio today we have Mr. Spencer Ramsey. He is with Big Rock Sports. If you're familiar with the name Calcutta, this man is the one that takes care of that. He has brought in a ton of prizes today and has given us some information on some new products and some special stuff that they've got going on with Big Rock Sports right now. And Spencer Ramsey, proceed, my friend.
Well, on the topic of Calcutta, Calcutta will be releasing a whole new line of coolers, tackle boxes, and all new styled hard goods, cups, et cetera.
So nice. When's your show?
So our show is going to be in September again. However, we're releasing all this stuff at ICAST.
That's unusual.
Yeah, it is. It is. We just partnered up with Prim One Camo, so we'll be having a bunch more Prim One Camo style tackle boxes, coolers, all kind of good stuff. We're also pairing up with Realtree to do a full Realtree run, so we'll have both land and sea camouflage for our stuff. We also have 3 different size coolers and 6 different styles, and 2 of them which are going to be soft sides. So
soft sides I don't really care about, but the 32 quart, what's your price?
I think our retail price is right around $300, $350, somewhere in there. I'll have to double check it for you to be sure.
Okay.
But great cooler. Our new hardline coolers, the Gen 2, they have 2 drain plugs in them, one at the top, so you don't have to worry about leaving the cooler open when it drains. But the neat part about the top drain plug, it also has a light built into it, a push on and off light. So if you're fishing at night, like for trout or whatever, you can turn your light on, not have to dig around in there and get hit by a spine or... You know, you can see exactly what's in there.
I'll be darned.
Hey, those guys think of everything.
Well, we try. We have a great new sourcing manager who's been able to get on top of this stuff, and Trevor's done a really good job.
Well, Calcutta used to be a very big name on everything. They used to make one of the finest rain gears. I used to sell the dickens out of them.
I love their hats.
Store.
Yeah.
And I used to sell nothing but their hats. That's the only hat we had.
A great hat for a great price.
But I haven't seen them lately.
Well, I'll bring you some by.
Okay. And the Calcutta sunglasses were the number one selling sunglasses.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Calcutta sunglasses for an inexpensive pair of sunglasses are really, really nice.
You know, you pay $26.99 at retail for them, and then you have a lifetime warranty on them. So if anything happens to them, if they get scratched, if they get cracked, if you run over them with your lawnmower, bring them back. We'll exchange them for you. It's
in 80 different pieces after it went under that lawnmower.
As long as we can read the model number and the model style, we'll take care of you.
Just remember to turn the lawnmower off before you reach under there to get them.
Please.
Or don't, and bring me the video. Yeah.
We don't need any fingers brought in with the sunglasses.
That's it. Calcutta's coming out with coolers. Do you still have that rain gear that you all used to sell?
We do have a rain gear as well. It's not as great as it used to be, but it's still a really great rain gear.
Yeah.
It comes in packs in sizes from small to extra large and retails for around
$37.99.
That's real reasonable.
Yeah, it is real reasonable.
And that's absolutely.
I don't want to call it semi-vinyl, but that's what I've always known it as.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with the next question before the break here. The first caller that can tell us the name of the ads on the back page wins. The first caller that can tell us the name of the ads on the back page of the July edition of the Fishing Connection will win a prize. 904-296-2692. 904-296-2692. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery, and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession, and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there. A fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay. I think that was the fastest break we've ever had.
That's great. That's great. Did you bring these in?
I sure did.
I tell you what,
DOA Trump.
You know, if you get a chance to come by, I'm not sure I'm good to, with my heart condition. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to go to ICAST or not, which breaks my heart. And I even further.
It's already broke, bud.
I know it. I'm the only guy just walking around.
Yeah, but they're fixing it.
Well, I still got a piece of metal stuck in my heart somewhere. They can't find
shrapnel from WW1.
Jeez,
Civil War.
I came out better than some of the people on WW1.
A little Civil War accident going.
But anyway, this is one of the first companies when I first opened, approximately 28 to 30 years ago, that actually came by our store and introduce themselves and put their products in our store. And I've kind of slacked on his products. And I would, you know, if I'm not able to go, I can't get a catalog. So I'm hoping that you'll pick me up a catalog.
I will gladly pick you up one.
I tell you one thing, his new plastics. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm talking about DOA products. Yep. DOA products. They've been around, I know, for 28 to 30 years.
You've been around a while.
Well, The story behind the shrimp is actually a really interesting story. The guys that designed it, they're like, you know what? We throw shrimp all day long, and we lose shrimp all day long. Let's just make something that looks like a shrimp. And that's what they've done. And there's been imitations left and right. Weston makes ones.
Everybody makes shrimp.
Everybody makes shrimp now.
But that's the one that hangs around because that's the one that works.
And that one sells. It's just unbelievable.
On trout. People take those, they use those with popping corks. They tie them under a popping cork and catch trout all day long on DOA shrimp.
Live Target designed a shrimp just to be a popping cork shrimp, and I still use it.
To tell
DOA
you how bad my life is, guys.
Right?
I'm sitting here on the radio show, and Mayo Clinic calling me.
Well, they probably heard the greeting McDonald's.
They probably heard it.
Somebody heard it.
I know what it is. He just left there this morning, and the test came back. They're issuing him 2 dozen blue pills.
Right? I hope not. that would be the end of Rick's Bait and Tackle.
Two little blue pills. The question
only
that I'm looking
for
an answer.
Withstand it.
The first caller that can tell us the name of the ads on the back page of the July edition of the Fishing Connection will win a prize.
The companies.
The companies. The first caller that can tell us the name of the company ads on the back page wins The prize, 904-296-2692. You will find that on the Fishing Connection July edition on the back page. Let us know who those two ads are. All right, Rick, proceed.
I'm talking to my doctor.
Rick's getting yelled at.
All right. Anyway, to come back to DOA, they have come out with a great, great plastic, and it's a paddle tail, and kind of is long. And I forgot the name of it off the top of my head.
What is it? It's
But anyway, it's a great
Shadtail. Is it?
Shad tees.
Shad tees.
No, that's Weston. It's
It's
cow C A L.
That's it.
Yeah, the cow shad.
Yeah,
shad tail or something. Yeah.
I'll so anyway, that's great stuff.
Yeah,
that's
it's great bait. The greenback, the greeny is the bait is the color that's called. And where I'm at when the mullet run's happening, that is the absolute lure to have. It's trout, redfish. They tear it up. It's one of my favorite lures to throw. Absolutely. Put it on. Put a quarter ounce jig head on the front of it. Match the color, chartreuse or leadhead. You can't go wrong with it. It's really, really great. And then Slayer is also a bait that's really similar, and it's a great, great pair up as well. It uses close to the same plastics. It really great action. The tail is just a little bit wider than the DOA, but it is fabulous at throwing in those situations as well. Again, it's the greeny, G-R-E-E-N-E, is the color to throw when the mullet run is happening.
Not I-E, but E-E?
E-E-N-E.
E-E. Plenty of E's.
Plenty of E's.
Yeah, that is, the Slayers are definitely a really great product.
Yeah, you know, locally made here in Jacksonville.
Yep. Chris Sensi.
Yep. Design and everything about it here. You can pick it up at Rick's Bait and Tackle and just about every other local tackle shop in the area.
Is the screen clear?
We have a clear screen, all right. Sir.
904-296-2692. I need an answer.
So let's.
If you don't answer,
here.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
So we'll be giving away, let's see, another pack of J-Braid.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do some J-Braid.
And Plano tackle box.
A nice Plano
waterproof
dry box. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Fully sealed.
Hold your cell phone, your wallet.
Yep.
Your girlfriend's black book, anything you want to put in there to keep it dry.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
904-296-2692. The first caller that can tell us the name of the company ads on the back page of the Fishing Connection July issue will win this prize pack. 904-296-2692. All right.
So some of the new stuff.
That ought to make them call.
Yeah. Some of the new stuff that's coming out at ICAST by Penn is some really exciting stuff. The new Spinfisher 6 is being released, and boy, am I excited about that. It's going to be fully sealed as low all the way down to a 2500. It's going to be the 2500 Spinfisher 6 is the smallest reel that Penn's going to make that is going to be fully sealed. Let me say that again. Fully sealed at a 2500 size. That's going to be perfect for you trout
that's
guys.
That's crazy.
I know. If you're going to get on a kayak and you're going to fish for trout, you need to get this reel. It's going to be perfect for that because, look, there's two types of kayak fishermen, one that have flipped their kayaks and one who are about to flip their kayaks.
Sorry, I don't know anything about that.
Well, how about this? You go kayak fishing with me, and we'll see who flips first because
it'll be me. Because I'll be in a native Slayer, and my Slayer, you got to really screw up to flip that.
Well, put me in it. I promise you I can flip it. I promise you. But yeah, the new Spinfishers, they're lowering down the gear ratio a little bit to get a little bit more cranking power out of it. You know, before the whole mindset was we're going to get the fastest gear ratios that we can so we can get fast retrieves. Well, Penn's that says that's great. We can do that. But we're also going to slow down and get some really good action out of this as well. So we can when you hook into those big bull reds, the 2500 will be still plenty much to handle it. The new Fathom 2s that are coming out, flipping gears into the canister reels. Before the Fathoms had a little bit of plastic in them in the frames. Now they're going to be a full metal construction. They'll have a line winder on it, a redesigned line winder, so you don't have to worry about it busting and having to be fixed. Also, it's going to have a line counter on it. The new line counter will be the first in the Fathom series. And I know everybody believes that line counters, when they get wet and when they're sitting in the garbill and everything, water splashing on them, they fuzz up and they could become useless.
This one's got a windshield wiper,
a spring-loaded windshield wiper. So when it finally does, when you taken it and you've beat it up after a couple hundred trips, you'll be able to wipe the water right off the screen and still see exactly how much line you have out. Great for trolling, great for bottom fishing. If you have a kid who doesn't know how to fish, be great for him to use as well. On top of that, Penn's also releasing the Clash 2 and the Long Cast. They'll be going all the way down, I think, to the 4,000 size in the Long Cast. Now, if you don't know what Long Cast does, that's okay. So think about a spinning reel. The spool on the spinning reel is measured in the depth of the reel. But for the Long Cast reels, they take them and raise the spool up a little bit and make them a little bit shallower so you can cast it and don't have as much resistance coming off the spool itself.
Okay.
So it looks like we have a caller who may have an answer for us.
We have Jack on the line.
How about it, Jack? Go ahead, buddy.
Do we have Atlantic Coast Marine and Gate?
Atlantic Coast Marine and Gate Petroleum. You are the winner.
You are the winner, Jack.
Sounds like a winner to me.
All right. Good deal, my friend. Right. Yep. You got, what you got?
Plano.
You got the Plano dry box. Yep.
And a pack of
Daiwa J braid.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What size line do you generally use?
A 10-pound braid.
Yes, sir. Well,
beautiful.
We
happen to have one of those.
Okay.
Outstanding.
And what was your first name again?
First name's Jack.
Jack?
Thank you, Jack.
Okay. If you could hook up with our producer and give him the information, do you know where Rick's Bait and Tackle is located in Jack's Beach?
I do. I stop there all the time.
Attaboy. All right. Well, if you
There's gonna be some stuff in there.
I'll have this stuff there Saturday morning when I show up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We'll have it there at the store, so you can get it any time after Saturday morning.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you listening. Nope. Rick wants to come back in.
Yeah, we'll let him in.
All right.
All right. Yeah. And so, lastly, the last new reel that I know that Penn's coming out with. Oh, the Fathom 2. The best thing about the Fathom 2 to me is that if you have a Phillips head screwdriver, you can service your reel. They've gone away from having to use all the specialty parts. And if you're on the boat, you have an issue with it, and you have a screwdriver, you can take the plate off and you can service it right then and there. It's more
as you watch your little spring go over the edge of the boat. As soon as you undo it, bing.
It may or may not be a marketing ploy, but hey. But the good thing about Penn is at least you can get the parts.
I mean, that's true. They are available.
Yeah. They are available. Yes, sir.
Who publishes our paper?
Who publishes it?
Yeah, who prints it?
Oh, they're out of Callahan. You put me on the spot like this, man.
Because one of the telephone calls I thought was Mayo Clinic, which most of all those calls were Mayo. One of them was a guy wanting to know.
Florida Sun Printing.
There you go, sir. And I told him to tune into the radio show, and I let him know. But I thought he was, I said, sir, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm waiting for doctors to call.
It's Florida Sun Printing. They're located in Callahan.
I hung up on him the first time, but he called back. Okay. We talked about DOA, and they've got some great products out. One of the times you need to come out of the store, and what's happened with a lot of my DOAs, I've had them for 100 years. As a matter of fact, look at that. See that in the back?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if it's DOA and their barcoding that they put on that does that, or
it's probably just the printer ink.
But it fades.
Mm.
And DOAs are famous for it, and so we got to get some tags, new tags put up. See there?
And this one isn't even on there straight.
That's what happens, guys. So we need to look to see what we're missing on the DOAs.
But it doesn't affect the fishability of it.
Oh, no. It's a great product. It's a great product. And it must be a great product if I'm going to go to the trouble on their screw up to make sure I get their product.
That's right.
So I love DOA. They've done a great job and everything.
Well, what's the next question before the break?
All right, the next question is, hold on a minute. Well, I had it, but I'm busy. I'm doing a million things here. I'm trying to get everybody's names right, so when they show up, we'll know what I'm giving everybody.
Hey, let's do the Know Your Fish. What page are all the fish on?
What page are all the fish on?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You got a couple pages with fish.
Well, I mean, this one's full of fish.
Yeah. It's a full page. It's got a bunch of fish on it, all the regulations and everything. Fish,
your grouper.
904-296-2692. 904-296-2692. Be right back.
E. Stanley Jones was a Methodist missionary to India. He noted that the Indians were making an amazing discovery, that Christianity and Jesus are not always the same. Because Christianity has had a long history in India, many families and castes and villages were traditionally Christian, but they didn't always know Jesus. That is an important distinction to make in America as well. Growing up in a Christian tradition doesn't automatically make one a Christian. True Christianity is based on a relationship with Jesus Christ. Sitting in church doesn't make one a Christian any more than sitting in a garage makes one a car. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's definition of a Christian on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, this is broadcaster Roger Hoover. The Jumbo Shrimp are back at home from Sunday, July 8th to Wednesday, July 11th to face the Chattanooga Lookouts. Promotions include Star Wars Night on Baptist Health, Sunday Family Fun Day, Five Star Credit Union Charity Begins at Home Monday, Community First Credit Union 2 for Tuesday with Bark in the Park, and Big Splash Day on Wednesday. Tickets start at just $5 and are available on jackshrimp.com. Remember, you can catch all Jumbo Shrimp games here on the radio on Sunny 102.3.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. And you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Sam's Bees and Honey is at the Beach Boulevard Flea Market every weekend. Sam's Bees and Honey features 100% local wildflower honey, plus skin cream, soaps, lip balm, and candles made from local beeswax. Come and get a free sample of nature's purest food, local honey, every Saturday and Sunday at Sam's Bees and Honey, Beach Boulevard Flea Market, booth S7. For more information, call 904-686-4387. That's 686-4387. Sam's Bees and Honey.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
Okay, how are we doing the prizes? We got anything left?
Oh, yeah, we got some stuff left.
We got plenty of goodies.
We got plenty of goodies on. Okay, and do we had, yeah, that's right, we did have a question. All right, and there we go. All right, so now I've been reading an awful lot about, what's its name, the big show?
ICAST,
there we go. Oh, ICAST. And evidently a lot of people are trying to come out with new products or different styles of products or improved products this
right.
year. Last year, I actually found the show to be very boring, very status quo.
Right.
But it seems like they are coming out with more stuff this year.
Yeah, you know, last year was a really tough year and for the fishing industry in general.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, not just on the independent side, but with Sports Authority closing, Gander Mountain closing, Dick's closing a lot of their doors. It's been a really struggle, and a lot of people weren't really sure which way the industry's going. Now, we're back in full swing. It's been a pretty decent year. I'm projecting crossing our fingers, knocking on wood. We don't have any hurricanes this year. People are suggesting that we're going to have a pretty good year. And so this year is going to be bigger than better than ever.
I'm excited for this show this year. I think it's going to be really good.
I do too.
I've been getting a lot of emails on stuff.
Joe, we have Jason on line one. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Fine.
How we doing, Jason?
So, Jason, do you know what page the fish identification charts are on?
Know your fish are.
It's on, on the PDF or on the, on the PDF, it's pages 6 and 7, but page numbers is page 12.
That's the number
we're looking for.
All right.
You are the proud new owner of Gulp Fish Bites and DOA Shrimp. Congratulations, Jason.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
Do you live at the beach or close to it?
Nope.
He's going to get some peeler crabs.
We're going to have the prizes. It's going to be at Rick's Bait and Tackle. That's the stipulation. All these have to be picked up at Rick's.
You know where my store's at?
No, I don't.
Okay, Beach Boulevard. You know where Beach Boulevard is at?
Google it.
Yep.
And go over to the Beach Boulevard Bridge, take a left at the first stoplight, and go two buildings.
Thank you much.
And we're located at 224 North 20th Street.
Is that
Jack's Beach?
Second Street that dead ends right where you're at? Or Second Avenue North?
Yeah, Second Avenue runs into Second Street.
Yep.
As the girl who drove through my building knows.
Right. Is she still out running around?
She's still out running around.
Okay. Terrible.
Yeah, any questions, just Google Rick's Bait and Tackle.
Okay. I was...
Right on. Thank you.
Or you can call Joe on his private number.
Do that no more. Okay. All right. For the next pile of gifts that we have to give away, I want to know who is the mobile mechanic that's on opposite the fish. Who is the mobile mechanic opposite the fish?
That'd be page 13.
It sure would be. That's it. And I've used the gentleman quite often, and he's done a great job. And you're correct. Last year, I have replaced more money that I am either borrowed or invested out of my savings to get through since Hurricane Andrew came through.
Right.
And all the way through last year, 2017.
Right.
We lost more companies. And I still have pegs that we're trying to find different products to replace the ones that were on different from different companies.
Yeah.
And that, matter of fact, yeah, Maurice Sporting Goods is a major one. And I still haven't figured out what Maurice is doing.
You know, they've gone through some hard times. They've gone through some struggles. But they're still around. They still have their placement in a lot of their big national accounts. And I think you'll see them coming back. I mean, it's hard to say they're too big to fail, but they're too big to fail. I mean, they've been bought out. They have good people in charge, and things should get better for them, I'm expecting.
Now, the guy I knew down in Miami, you said he's no longer with them, huh?
So, Mike.
Mike, right.
From what I've heard, I believe Mike walked away for a little bit. He's now back representing, I want to say their private brand, so Hurricane, Redbone, and stuff like that. But I don't think he's doing any independent dealership. I don't know this for sure. This is just speculation that I've heard through other people.
I've got to give Mike a call. Matter of fact, I might do it on the way home. Since, you know, he had the Redbone. Mm-hmm. The Redbone sell good.
Yeah, Redbone's a great rod.
Hurricanes. They sell good.
Calico Jack was a staple.
Calico Jack was the staple.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's
7 foot, eight. What, it was a 7 foot rod with.
7 foot rod. People just loved it.
Like 8 or 9 guides on it or something.
Right.
Right.
So the Calico Jack was a just a phenomenal rod. And
who was our last caller? You remember?
Jack?
Jack.
No, it wasn't Jack.
It wasn't Jack. Was Jack?
No. Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Major announcement. Joe is lost.
Well. but yeah, yeah.
Do so, it all, man.
So,
part of it.
We're lost here. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, don't worry. That's really, how I feel most of the time.
We were talking about Marie Sporting Goods, yep. Calico Jack's great rod.
Yeah.
Redbone. I think Mike had played a major part in the creation of Redbone.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sure he did. And then I want to say it was their district manager over the area, Stephen Howie, who's now with American Maple, so Promar. He also played a really pivotal role in the development
American Maple. That
Promar, Cummins. They make pier nets, a bunch of different stuff. Ahi.
Ahi,
yep,
okay, that's
Ahi
right.
Ahi gas nets. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So actually, Stephen Howie will be here. He's going. He and I are going fishing in Fernandina Beach, and sometime in August, so I'll bring him by and let you meet him.
Yeah, well, we might have to have you call and get him on the show.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's from the area. Well, originally from Land O'Lake, used to live in Claremont. He's fished all up and down this area. Won one of the FLW tournaments in Fernandina Beach. Great fisherman. Heck of a fisherman.
Okay.
Also can throw a really good fastball too.
No, that's something I'm interested in.
Okay. Rick's always wanting to know somebody to throw a fastball. How old is he?
So,
all right. So we were talking about we're expecting to see a lot of new products and a lot of improved products. It has been a phenomenal 2018 so far, with no hurricanes coming. Praying to God for that. 2018 has been a much, much better year than 2017. And the
better than 16.
And the end of 2016.
Right.
Is when things started taking a turn for the better.
And, Matthew came through, that was the beginning of the downfall.
Right.
And like he said, we lost, 3 or 4 big box stores. And
yep.
And what happened there, it just killed the small guys like me. We depend on all these different suppliers to get our products. And then when they go out of business, we're scratching. In other words, Big Rock doesn't carry a lot of the products that Maurice was carrying. None of those rods we just mentioned.
Right. Those were all the private brand owned by Maurice.
Owned by Maurice, mm-hmm. And they were good sellers.
Right.
Big Rock has its own private brands. Sea Striker, I believe, is one.
Sea Striker, Billfisher.
Billfisher.
Star Rods.
Star Rods.
Mm-hmm. Star Rods are, I don't say things are better than many things, but our Star Rods are top of the tier, best in class. You can't, for $100, you can't beat a lifetime warranty. Buy a rod, have a rod for life. By far, my favorite rod, hands down, Star Rods, the best in the market.
Right. So, it's about losing Maurice. We lost three lines of rods that we were carrying in the store.
And now you'll pick up some new ones.
No, because they didn't come out with any new ones. Right now, I got 3 empty racks sitting there. Just still do. A year later, trying to find different or new rods to pick them up. Now, T. Allen has made a comeback, and we sold a couple of his rods this week.
T. Allen, Fitzgerald's done pretty well.
Uh-huh.
And then St. Croix has really come back and bounced back and done really well as well.
I tell you what, yeah, St. Croix bounced back real good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're getting ready to go into our final segment. When we get back, Joe's got everything organized now. He's finally done going into the final segment. All right, way to go, Joe. All right. This is the Gone Fishing Show. And what telephone number do they need to call if they want to call us over there?
904-296-2692. 904-296-2692. GoneFishingShow.com. Y'all stand by. We'll return shortly. Hold on.
Have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call, 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, okay, wait, what a great show. I tell you, ICAST, if you get a chance to go to it, you'll be able to see a lot of new products and a lot of old products.
Some old products revamped, probably.
Last year, they actually had a little bit of a situation. Somebody won the new product of the year, and it turned out it was an exact copy of another person's product.
Strike King, right?
Yeah. And needless to say, there was a little bit of a war going on at ICAST.
Well, yeah, you know, the patent infringement has been an issue for a long time. And even now, it's still an issue. I mean, there is
no patents.
Yeah, there's no such thing as patents in the fishing industry.
No.
That's the way it seems, at least.
A shrimp is a shrimp. How can you patent a shrimp?
Yeah.
Change it 10%.
Well, I'll tell you this. Put it in Diet Pepsi, and we'll package it that and call it our Pepsi shrimp.
Pepsi shrimp. Yeah. But, yeah, there is an awful lot of I've got one of the best hot water plugs under the name of Jawjacker.
Right.
If it's not a copy of one of the more popular brands, I don't know what it is. And top water about yay big. And I forgot what it looks like, but it's it's almost exactly like it.
Look, haven't changed their body shape, and well, they're changing every day, but they haven't changed the vast majority of them haven't changed their body shape since they've evolved. Why would we think that lures would change body shapes or styles or anything like that?
Right.
I mean, there's so many colors and this and that and so many variables.
Right.
Well, that's what the famous saying, the colors are not for the fish. The colors
that's to catch you and me.
Yeah, that's to catch
yeah,
the
I
fish.
I like run. This one.
Right.
Exactly. Buy three or four of them, please.
You know, if you're looking at the science behind it, in reality, if you're fishing in dark waters, black and blue, black and purple, black and anything, it's the most visible color in the spectrum because of the way that the light penetrates. And if you're fishing in clear waters, your chartreuses and your pinks, those are just...
Up here, we have a lot of murky water, in our, you know, because just the tidal change in the St. John's River. You start getting farther down in the river, the water's more tannic from all of the oak leaves and, you know, Black Creek running into it. And, you know, so we got a lot darker water here than down in your area, New Smyrna.
Right.
You know, went down to Sebastian a few months ago. And, man, I mean, I'm fishing down there and I'm looking at guy that's with me. I'm going, man, I can't wait to get back to our dirty water. You know, I don't know how to catch fish down there.
Well, you know, there you've really got to sneak up on them because they can see you, they can feel you. Here it's a little bit easier. It's almost like Louisiana over here where you can kind of, you see them in the distance, you can get up on them because the water is so murky.
Yeah.
But that's why your root beer golds, your darker colors work so much better up here is because it's more of the profile in these darker waters than it is the actual sight of them.
I've been throwing a lot of the mirror lure.
Yeah. The 19s and the 17s?
Well, no, I mean the plastics.
Oh, yeah?
The mirror lure plastics. They work really, really well.
We got them in the store. We just don't they don't sell good for some reason. Right. But I think they're great products.
Very durable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very durable.
I've been throwing those and doing real well with those. And, you know, your Jawjacker plastics. I'm killing trout on those.
I'm tearing. Which ones do you use? The curly tails?
The little curly tails.
Yeah.
They're, you know, and see, I don't really use the small stuff a lot, but when I've been throwing them, I've been getting a lot of trout with them.
So we're just keeping the jaw, due to my age, we're keeping the Jawjacker just in my store. In other words, I'm not going out trying to do the same thing as what's his name?
Like Chris Sensi and Slayers.
Slayer and what's the other one? Real Habit Jigs?
I don't know.
Okay. And anyway, so I'm trying not to get, you know, that's not my goal.
You're not marketing it.
No.
You're keeping it in the store.
It's in the store, and it's making a nice profit for us.
Yep.
It's working. People are coming in and buying it. And we can't. We put out something in the neighborhood of 300 to 400 packages of Jawjacker jigs this week.
Yeah, the jig heads are the best in the market, I think.
And so we're having a good time with it and making good money on it.
You've done a good job with it.
So
I know some of those small redfish that I caught this week still have a few Jawjackers in them.
Yeah, now, but you like the glass eye ones better, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
That's what Terry likes. Yeah.
I was also using the real small ones, the one with the weight on the end, or more.
Yeah.
You know, I was using those too, and those are the ones I was throwing dead bait on the bottom, and I had a few smaller reds that picked it up and just swallowed the whole thing.
Now, see, the spinners is what I'm getting ready to try to, if the doctors ever release me.
Love the spinners.
I'm going to try to see those flounders, working them slow in the bottom, see if those flounders are going to hit those spinners that I have. And they're stand-ups. They're actually a stand-up spinner bait.
Yeah?
I got a quarter ounce and I got an eighth ounce. And if you work them with plastic, mm-hmm. that spinner goes nice and smooth, does not touch the plastic. Oh.
You get me excited.
It's a good bait.
That's not easy to do.
No, it's not. I see a lot of lures and a lot of plastics and a lot of stuff to catch fish.
Yeah, no, so that's good.
But man, that's exciting. I'm gonna have to get some from you when I make my trip up to Fernandina.
Yep. Okay, Joe, what you got over there? Anything? You got everything okay, buddy?
Yeah, I think so. We'll figure it out whenever they show up.
Okay. All right. And
yep. We just kind of did this off the top of our heads this morning, you know, a few minutes before the showtime, and
which frazzles Joe.
You know, so
that frazzles me nowadays. He's not too bad. Tell you what an experience.
But we didn't get into the tides today. I don't even have a clue what the tides are. I didn't even have that ready to go either. So
it's going to be high at some point,
and then it'll be low after that. Yeah.
Then it'll be high again.
Yeah. In between.
But I know it's going to be hot and muggy.
I'll tell you what, the Fishing Connection now is the only publication that's we got three sets of tides in it. We got St. Augustine, Fernandina Beach, and Jacksonville area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It covers it all.
It covers it all.
Wow, hey, that was a quick
We
want
to thank Mr. Spencer Ramsey from Big Rock Sports. That's Calcutta.
Thank you, Spencer. Yeah. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
He comes in, he brings us merchandise, and we give it away, guys. So we still have plenty, and we will in the next upcoming shows have some prizes.
I'm going to ask both of you guys, because you're going representing my shop since you work for us on the paper.
I will do that.
I need you to pick up samples for me and anything you think in the store.
Right.
If I'm not able to go, would you try to pick it up?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I really want to see those crabs. Oh, I think they're going to be hot.
Yeah. All right, guys. Y'all be careful out there. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.